Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from Metro Research. And we're conducting a short opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Okay, your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are entirely confidential. All right, ma'am, would you prefer to continue the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for the survey, what is your age? Are you 18 to 29, 30 to 44, 45 to 59, or over 60?
Over 60.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what state do you live in?
Massachusetts.
Okay. All right, and what county do you live in Massachusetts?
Essex.
Essex, okay. All right, ma'am, and how would you describe your gender? A man, woman, non-binary, or some other way?
Female.
Okay, thank you. All right, and how would you describe your race or ethnicity?
I wouldn't.
Excuse me?
I said I wouldn't. I'm not answering
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, and what is your high level of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
High school, okay.
Mm.
And in a few words, what would you say is the most important transportation-related issue facing Massachusetts?
The subways and commuter issues.
Okay, the subways, right?
Yep.
Okay. Subways issues. All right. All right, ma'am, and what grade would you give Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey on transportation, including highways, roads, and bridges, public transportation like trains, subways, buses, and ferries, and walking and biking? From A, B, C, D, F, what letter would you give her?
C.
C, okay. And what about the MBTA provides, subways, bus, train, and ferry services throughout eastern Massachusetts? What grade would you give Governor Healey for handling, of the MBTA?
C.
C, okay. Already in Massachusetts has, 15 regional transit authorities that provide public bus services outside the MBTA service area. What grade would you give Governor Healey for her handling of the regional transit authorities from A, B, C, D, or F?
C.
C, okay. All right, ma'am, the Massachusetts state legislature is responsible for funding public infrastructure, including roads, bridges, sidewalks, bypaths, and public transportation like trains, buses, subways. What grade would you give the state legislature for handling all of the transportation infrastructure here in Massachusetts from A to F?
C.
C, okay. All right, ma'am, thinking about traffic and road, on the roads and highways in the part of the state where you live, would you say that traffic now is better than it was before, than start of the pandemic in March 2020, or is it worse than it was before the pandemic, or about
worse.
The same?
Worse.
Okay, worse. All right, ma'am, and how safe do you feel doing each of the following in Massachusetts? Okay, if you do not engage in an activity, please just let me know and I'll move to the next one. Ride a bicycle. Would you say very safe, somewhat unsafe, very unsafe, or do not?
I don't ride bicycles.
Okay, what about walk around your community?
It's fairly safe.
So very safe, somewhat safe, or somewhat unsafe?
Somewhat safe.
Somewhat safe. What about take a public bus, MBTA or RTA?
What were those answers again?
Very safe. Some were safe. Some were unsafe.
Some were safe.
Very unsafe.
Some
were safe. Okay. What about drive or ride a car on the highway?
Safe.
Very safe or just somewhat?
Very.
Okay. All right. What about take the MBTA subway?
Somewhat.
Safe or unsafe?
Oh, those are the only two?
No, I have very safe, somewhat unsafe, or very unsafe?
Somewhat safe.
Okay, somewhat safe. All right, what about drive or ride a car in on your local roads?
Very safe.
Very safe. And take the MBTA commuter rail.
Somewhat safe.
Somewhat safe. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and we almost finished with this survey. I only have a couple more minutes left, and thank you very much, okay, for your time. You said you do not ride a bike, or are any of the following reasons why you don't ride a bike? Would that be lax enforcement or traffic laws, or poorly maintained bike lanes or paths, lack of a separated bike paths, lack of secure bike parking, drivers distracted by the, you know, by their phones, do not own a bike, lack of bike lanes or streets, my trips are too far to bike, simply not interested in riding, reckless or speeding drivers, do not feel safe riding a bike. You can select all that apply, okay?
Okay. I don't feel safe riding a bike. I'm too old. And
okay, don't feel safe riding a bike, and
right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Would
I
that be
it,
maybe
what the
rec-
other one was? Well, there was one.
Reckless or speeding drivers?
No.
Simply not interested in riding. My trips are too far to bike.
No. Okay. Well, you can use the simply not interested. Yeah.
Okay. Simply not interested, and then I have do not own a bike.
Right.
Distracted.
Do not own
do
a
not
bike.
Own a bike. Okay, what about drivers distracted by the cell phones? Lack
nope.
of secure biking parking?
I wouldn't know because I don't ride.
Okay. Lack of separated bike paths or poorly maintained bike lanes or paths? Or
I wouldn't know
okay,
because I don't ride bikes.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and thank you. Now I'd like to ask you about, you know, a different topic. Governor Healey has proposed new legislation to build more affordable housing. Part of the, you know, the bill would let cities and towns charge a transfer fee or, you know, on a portion of a real estate sale above $1 million. Cities and towns could use the money raised from, you know, the fee to build more affordable housing. How much would you support or oppose allowing cities and towns to impose such a transfer fee on a portion of a real estate sale over $1 million? Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
I would support it, strongly support it.
Strongly support it. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, thank you. We're almost done. The last few questions are for a statistical purpose, okay? How many cars, if any, does your household own, you know, or lease?
Two.
Okay, two. And do you own or rent your home, or do you have another arrangement like living with family members or student housing?
I own.
Oh, own, okay. All right, ma'am, which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed full-time, part-time, not currently employed, or not currently employed?
Retired.
So not employed, right?
Not okay. currently employed.
Okay, and are you a student, homemaker, retired, or temporarily unemployed? You said retired, right?
Retired.
Okay, in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Does that matter?
Well, just as part of the survey, ma'am, you know, since it's a political survey.
Okay, well, I don't want to answer that question either.
Okay, no problem, and we'll move to the next one. Okay, and on most issues, do you tend to lean more towards the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or neither?
A horse of another color, right? I'm not answering that question.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Okay, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to that category that contains your income, okay? Below $25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to sell, to less than 75,000, 75 to 100,000.
No, that one, 50 to 75.
50. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And last question, what is the zip code where you live?
01902.
01902, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
You, bye-bye. You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye.